July 23rd, 1981, and we're in the upstairs lab of the project office in Barrow, talking with Isaac Sublu and Roxy Ikawana about plants.
Not sure if would you in this one do you recognize the plant?
But these are maybe buttercups?
They're very, very low growing. They form up a kind of a complete covering, a mat.
We call them these in Inupiat Takalakusa, this one. But we didn't call these Inupiat, but this one.
Oh, just the flower?
Mm-hmm.
This is Jim Hobson, who's the contract officer, and this is Isaac Sublu.
Isaac, how are you?
Isaac,
is this Roxy?
Yeah.
Oh, how are you? Glad to meet you. I've heard a lot about you from David.
From him?
Yeah, from him. Anything, should I believe it all?
Anything bad or
no? Most of it's been pretty good.
But mostly, nothing bad.
I was wondering if I want to document the fact that he's working, and I was wondering if I could take a picture while he was working.
He wanted to know if it's all right to take your picture while you're looking at him.
Would that be all right?
Yeah.
Okay, great. I'll take it from over here.
Okay, that was the name of the flower.
Right? Yeah.
The new pack name for the flower?
Yeah. Takalakusa.
Is this just on the dry ground?
Yeah.
The kind that you saw right here on the tundra.
Mm-hmm.
Not too far away.
Yeah, these I found a lot on the old house mounts. They grow on up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what they are.
Yeah, we don't call them those leaves in Inupiat, but this one.
Were they used for anything?
No. We just pick up and we try to make a flower in the house.
Any leaves like this, the way she explained, we don't have any names for these leaves. The leaves we call a kutokpak, just the name of a leaf.
Any leaf.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Any leaf from the bush or something like that. Greens that are sweet.
Mm-hmm.
We may see that later if you have that.
Okay. Is there, you mentioned something about asking about the name, the Inupiat term. Is that simply the name for the flower, or does that term mean something else? Does it mean some things in Inupiat besides just referring to the flower?
Especially this one?
Yes, that term, the name that you just...
Papumathina. No, it doesn't mean anything else besides this one here. The name for this special plant that we just saw with a little bit of a yellow.
Oh, give a butterfly, so do it. Butterfly, takalakasani, yeah, takahut. Then the day, oh, takalakasani.
The traditional thing is that the reason why we call them that, as the time goes on from our ancestors, the name comes from the butterfly. The butterfly. What we do believe, our ancestors told us, we still believe that these plants later on became the butterfly. That's why the name is named after the butterfly, Takalakasak, that flew around with beautiful colors and things like that. So that is a traditional naming of the of this plant. We don't know whether that's true or not, but that's the way we believe. Takalakasak. It's the name that refers to the butterfly itself.
Yes. Any kind of butterfly?
Yeah.
And also for that.
That was number 618. Right. This next one is a grass. It's number 622. These were they grow on top of the house mounds, and some of the color has been lost when it was dry. But these have in the field they look very, very bright red.
We didn't know their name, but I always play with these things to take it up and play with it. These little things.
She doesn't know what we call them. Even I don't know the simple name for most every grass is Ivik, whether green or red, or kind of reddish or brownish color, it's the same. Ivik,
all the grasses.
Yeah, but this I can tell you that they grow in different places, even in the small ponds and lakes. They started to grow from the bottom of the lake and shrouded up through the water. That's what I have in my backyard. I made a comment about this to you, I think. The grass like that that grows on the edges of the lakes or in the small ponds, we call Ibigak. Ibigak. That grows in the water, whether they are not from the deep lake or the small pond. Ibigak. In the swampy places like that.
But this is Ibik?
Yeah, Ibik grass. Ibik. Maybe I talk too much. While we're talking about this, any kind of a grass that has been cut by rats in winter for food, they usually cut the grass through the bottom, and most are eaten by rats, the roots of the grass, because that part is soft, and the top part is kind of dry, and that part, what they have cut, would be washed in by water. There's a high tide after the snow is melting and the small streams running. Then it stops somewhere else. And when the water goes low on the edges of the rivers and sometimes around the edge of the lake. And sometimes it is just about that thick in a place. So wide, so long.
In a pile on the...
Yeah, in a pile. The grass that has been cut by rats during winter. And we call those that drifted ibig like this, sawanik. Sawanik means anything that has been drifted by high water.
Oh.
Sawanik. And that we gather, and the ones that are camping out there use that for the covering of their tent and hut as an insulation. Mm. Then cover it up with snow. It's a good insulation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was at a place on the Mead River once called Iviksuk.
Yeah.
And people were mentioning about the use of the grass on the houses there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure that I understood it. If the grass, if it was grass that grew right there, or if that was a particularly good place for that salon to wash up, do you know?
Yeah, that's on the latter part. The grass that has been washed in that area, or if they found a place where it has been washed in and left there by the high water. And then when they find it, they haul it into that certain place and use it for the insulation.
You don't mind.
Oh, I wanted to ask you, does Ibik simply mean this grass, or does it refer to other things?
Yeah, it's even referred to even a different kind of a grass.
But it's just a general word for grass.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And savannic
can
refer to any other thing that washes up. Also,
yeah, especially the grass.
Mm-hmm.
The ibik. Savannic. That has been washed in certain depths, and in some places it's very deep, and so big you just get the junk of it right in the one hole and put it on the sled, and there you have it. And
number 619. It's again another little grass.
The other famous, this I guess.
Okay.
But it little bit cool than those.
Mm-hmm. But this would also be Evic.
Mm-hmm. It's Evic all right, but it's a little different in sound. The ones that had those little things on the top,
mm-hmm.
they call these Evigar. Something like that rose from the lake.
Oh, okay.
But these are different than the ones that grow from the lake. But we can call these Evigar. And in some cases, where I have been and have seen some of these type that are around it a little, it's different than like a stall or something.
Mm-hmm.
Hollow in the middle, mm-hmm. you know, have those little things on the top. Most goes so high. Not here in this location, yeah. Not elsewhere, like around Peru, how long it took, where I have been walking over in that area when I was young. Some are real tall. Does this has the hollow inside or what?
This one would be solid.
Solid? And kind of flat. This one here?
Yeah.
I see. There was this. We call that Evigar. Anyway. Yeah.
The Evig refers to the grass.
Yes.
Evigar
is something taller than grass. A little bit. A miracle. Evigar is pure grass.
This is number 611.
For Lure.
Hi.
For Lure.
If these are the ones she thinks these bushy ones on the top for lure, like a cotton or something.
Okay.
White stuff when they grow up, they're kind of soft.
They have a lot of hair around the top, yes.
And later on when they are in prime, they just the wind just blows them away. That's the name for that. Poilura. Poilura means
fur outside mitten.
Yeah. The mitten with the fur outside. Poilu. Poilu means the mitten that we wear with the fur outside. Made out of any kind of a fur like caribou legs, polar bear skin. dog skin or baby seal skin that never been born. So this name almost come from that mitten fur outside. Something like looks like poilu, only poilu rock. We call that.
Were these used for anything?
No, we don't think so. But sometimes when we have to out on the trail.
But it's with on the green leaf. Different kinds. Take it off those hiker feather. It's sweet inside.
I love it.
Yeah.
Only to it. Yeah, I love them.
Yeah, different kinds. Almost got a red on this.
So it was good to eat?
Yeah, the one kind, that she mentioned.
Oh, mm-hmm. Slightly different kind?
Yeah, the different kind. This, not this kind.
Oh.
We don't think we ever use anything of these or something. Except on a trail of any kind of grass, like sawvenet,
mm-hmm.
that has been dried, and we can use that for inner soles for muklaks.
Number 613.
Maybe we don't have a name of those.
Maybe we are Mercy.
Leaves Liard Mother.
Funny, we don't have all kinds of names for these leaves that grow. We got pretty really color there. Grass with the small leaves. Is that it? They're not withers.
No.
That's the grass with small leaves. She doesn't recall any with the name for this type.
Okay. It's number 636.
Uglara guy. Uglara. Mitkoran.
Polura wallu kalahamuka. Polura wallu. Polura wallu. Polura wallu. Polura wallu. Polura wallu. Polura
wallu.
Then they could look for
him. Yeah.
Earlier, the first one that we looked at, almost looked like this, only smaller. This is the original Kualua.
Yeah, it's
original Kualua. Like mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm. This is the one that you could eat? The one reddish up here?
No, the other kind of. Not this kind and not this kind. Other kind.
No. This is just some kind of a grass. But these are the regular Kualua.
And what is Kualua? That's right.
Kualua means mitten with a fur out. Okay. This is something looks like Kualua. So they named it Kualua.
This one wasn't used for anything particular.
No. Mm-hmm. Some may try to use it for the starting of the fire with flint.
Mm.
But it never works real good.
Would they dry it first before they?
Yeah. Of course, the type that they use is already been dried. In the sun. That's the title. They picked it up where it is in prime.
Okay.
But if you have it here, we'll look into it.
Number 634.
Yeah.
Looks like those are small buttercups. This is a bigger one.
Would that one and the first one that we showed you, that would be the same name? What is it? The flower that is very, very similar, and that would be why you it would have the same name. Yeah.
It also was yellow. We call them takarakusa, buttercups.
Let's see.
The difference is the others are a little smaller.
Yeah.
The way that she mentioned.
Okay.
About the same name.
Oh, this is a looking for it. Oh, that's a looking. Yeah. Number
632. Big up, oh, big up, huh?
Locked around the block and more.
Yes. Are these pits in that same area?
No, these were from outside of town. They down near where the gas wells are,
yeah,
near the two dried mm-hmm. lake beds,
mm-hmm.
there are some regular polygons, the raised mounds, mm-hmm. without houses on them. And these were growing on the tops of those mounds.
Small mounds.
Small ones, yes.
Tilakti. Those leaves. The name is almost originally selected after the name T. With the little uneven edges on that small plant there. Sometimes the way she mentioned that her mother picked these up and dried them up in the oven. And try and use them as tea. That's why they named them tilakti. Tilakti.
Mm-hmm.
Were there any other use for them? Or?
For this?
Yeah. Just in the tea?
Mm-hmm.
Does it make a pretty good tea?
I guess so. I was so small.
Maybe yeah. I have tried something different than these, although the taste is much different. But we protect these tea.
Did they use that tea for just for a drink, or
yeah.
was it
yeah.
not
yeah.
for a medicine?
Right? No. Mm-mm. I never did hear of anybody using any kind of plant for medicine.
Number 625. Again, the color on these has changed once they dried out. These used to be that very purple.
Are they shaped like that?
Yes.
They grow in dry places.
Right.
No, she remembers the name Itkila for those plants, the ones that are purple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The ones that reason why we pick them up is for the roots under the ground, under the surface.
Mm-hmm.
We make believe that these are mussels, which grow way up inland somewhere, like on the coast of Tisha or mussels.
Pani?
Yeah. Some are thick like that. The roots of these are real small, but almost look the same.
Mm-hmm.
So we make the
taste
almost the same. Whenever we see these plants on the top, we dig underneath and clean the roots out and eat them.
Are they
like mussel?
Are they prepared in any way? cooked or?
No, you got to do what you do. You don't want to tell that you're not too much.
Yeah. But that, we always eating with a seal.
You said the name was Bitkilok?
Bitkilok.
Bitkilok. Is that a similar term to the word for Indians?
Yeah.
So it's like the Indian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The name comes from the looks of the pattern. Mm-hmm. You know, Indians had feathers and their and that's why the name is from.
Maybe that's why the name was. Okay.
Was there any special way that you would go ahead and collect these, or mm-hmm. just dig them out?
Just take them out. Especially the boys and girls. Probably our parents don't care too much about these.
Mm-hmm.
But we make believe that they are Musu. And when we happen to wander away from the town here, we would get into these and try and pick them up and take them home.
Do you think the term Bitkilok used for this flower on this plant would be a real old name that was always applied to it, or do you think that
it's kind of like how do we not come out of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is old.
Ancient.
Yeah.
The six, number six, third, 633. This is another grass.
English is good.
English. At can me use it?
We got no need for this. This grass to us. Maybe you have the names for these.
Yeah, they split them up too much. They have too many names.
Yeah.
Number 627.
Are they, when you pick them up, are they kind of
stiff?
Kind of stiff,
yes.
Like almost thorns or thorny.
Not so much that, but they're leaf one here is a little bit rough.
Having blue, because of
the tendency color, I think I do.
She don't recall the name of that. No.
They
cookie the honey. Sugar.
The ones that are kind of pointed and sharp.
Mm-hmm.
And rough on the sides. Thorny
mm-hmm.
grass. There's thorny grass. Good oh. on it. That sticks into your skin.
What was that term? Cocodilano.
Cocodilano. Like pin into your skin.
Oh, the same term for pin?
Yeah. Cocodilano.
Number 625, Junkus.
Ini hirunya kat, atkik cutamat ko, atkangit.
She don't recall. She don't know the name of these grasses.
These would these be lumped together with the grass, or would they be different?
They're different than the grass, but we don't have any name for that, the way she made a comment.
Okay. Number
615.
Look at the cross hill.
Mana punya kopi ni?
Juga aku. Kalau tu merakam itu sih.
Menurut yang merakam.
Kalau buat yang merakam sah, kalau merak tak.
Mana yang merak pingi? Kang.
Kami.
Mandarin.
Where are you from? Where are you from?
Where are you from? Where are you from? Where are you from?
This is almost the part of the sod.
Mm-hmm.
We almost name them mana, but they look a little different. The ones that we mentioned the other day. The type that we picked for to use as a wig for the Eskimo land.
Yeah.
But these are different, little different.
Little different, yeah, almost.
It's kind of solid, you know, it's dry. The ones that we use are kind of foamy a little bit when they're dry. But I don't know if they are dried. You put them into the newspaper and press them down
yes.
and dry. I don't know how the others would look. Different than this one. We still don't name these. are these found in small high places or among
yep. Well, yeah, they're on the, they were on the, one of the house mounds.
House mounds?
Yes. Right on. Yeah. Right on the surface.
So, these are not monarchs.
Yeah.
This is just some kind of a sort which has been taken not too far away from the location of the house itself. And it's probably used for the Hebrew home, for insulation.
Oh.
And later they form into this and grew up like that.
Mm-hmm. This is number 616.